She was walking back from weeding as he stepped out of the hedgerow. His binoculars swung from his neck as he walked, looking at her, then the sky, and back to her. His mind transitioning from bird watching to the vivacious and delicious woman standing in the field. Who goes bird watching, she thought. Or birding, as he called it. Maybe a city guy. But he wasn't really a city guy. But he wasn't really a country guy either. She couldn't place him. She couldn't place him in many ways. He was there for a long weekend. Neither one of them really knew why. They just knew they were happy. She had her farm and her career. She worked hard, commanded respect, and knew her business well. He worked long, odd hours and flew off at a moment's notice to places that required a Google search to locate. Places whose future was very much in doubt. As he got closer, he took the binoculars off his neck and let them fall to the ground. She liked watching him. A few more steps and he was in front of her. He removed her gloves and casually tossed them behind him. His manner was so much different than hers. Her natural reaction was to pick them up and put them in her pocket. In everyday life, it is hard to say if his carefree ways would have charmed or annoyed her. Likely both. But for now, her face was smushed against his coat as he hugged her, and she was happy, if somewhat puzzled. It wasn't a passionate embrace. It was a big, welcoming hug, with one strong arm over her shoulder and the other underneath her arm. They relaxed and held each for a moment in the early fall air. He pecked her on the cheek. "So, how are Pearl and Esther?" "Annie. Their names are Pearl and Annie. They really were the best eggs I've ever had." "Well, no more eggs for you, mister, until you give the girls some respect and learn their names." "Okay, and how did the weeding go?"
"Victorious, at least for today."
"That's my girl. We need grapes, not weeds."
"I love being on a farm, but sometimes I just don't think I can handle the weeding, pruning, and training one more time."
"Have you ever thought about making ice wine? It would spread out your fermenting time."
"I'm not sure that varietal grows very well here. Besides, I'm not sure how different the fermentation is, although I guess I'd save time on aging."
"Did you see any good birds?"
"Nothing special, but they were just nice to watch. And I try to guess where all the migrating birds will end up. Florida? Costa Rica? I like imagining their journey." With that, he put his arms on her shoulders, turned her around, and wrapped his arms around her. He wanted to share her view, and she felt his demeanor change. It was no longer a boisterous, good-natured, hail-fellow embrace. He moved slower. His fingers were softer, his body warm, as he held her firmly yet gently. They looked across the vineyard to the tree line. Some of the smaller maples were well on their way to peak color. The oaks, patient in all matters, remained cool and green. The sky was the blue of fall, often overshadowed by the leaves, but always magnificent. They took it in silently. One human encapsulating another, spellbound by the moment. Eventually, she felt his breathing on her neck, followed by his lips. More of a nuzzle than a kiss, slowly increasing until his kisses sent chills down her spine. She closed her eyes as he gently put his hand in her hair, guiding her head back, softly biting her ears and whispering, "In my eyes, you are the most stunning woman." Her knees buckled slightly. He pulled the old picnic blanket from his day pack and laid it on the still, dewy grass. He was naked in a second, and then gently but quickly undressed her and sat down. His eyes voraciously took in every inch of her body. His veins were engorged, throbbing with lust. But he would force himself to wait, to sit on the blanket and wait until she came to him and gave herself to him. All of herself. All of her body freely offered. All of her defenses down. Sharing something that only the two of them will ever understand, but whose reverberations will echo into eternity. And she did come over, ever so painfully slowly. Shoulders back, breasts jutting out, one toned leg crossing in front of the other, until she was standing directly in front of him. Her hands lightly pressed downward on his shoulders. He could see how swollen she was. Thighs wet, strings of sex beginning to drip down. She lowered herself down. They could both feel the heat from each other as her lips spread along his length. Her long legs wrapped around him. Her nipples pressed into his mouth. He grabbed them firmly, making her breasts even more taut as he sucked. And when he could not take another second, she reached down and guided him into her. But neither one of them moved. He simply throbbed deep in her as they kissed madly. Their world collapsed to each other's moans, lips, tongue, and the pulse and accompanying squeeze of their bodies. It was a dream. After a long time, lust overtook him. They smiled, and after standing up, he helped her to her feet. With one quick motion, he shot his hands between her thighs, grabbed her ass, and lifted her eye up. She threw her knees over his shoulders, and now, with his hands holding her ass, he saw what he wanted. He smelled her sex, inches away. He licked her briefly, and feeling her hands grab his head, he began devouring her until she shook and trembled violently. She clung to his head as he lowered them both to the ground. He lay between her legs, his cock slick against her stomach, as he slowly kissed her and her nipples. As she recovered, she saw the look in his eyes. It was tender, but fierce. She spread her legs wider and drew her knees up slightly, offering herself. He held her hands above her head, not pinning them down, but holding them. And she slowly inserted him. And with a wiggle and a gasp, she stretched and his head was in. He paused for a beat, and as the corner of his mouth lifted into an almost imperceptible smile, he slowly sunk in. They could both feel every inch of thrust. She squeezed hard, his head pushing in, the slight friction of his shaft inside, her wetness increasing every time she took him in. His pace didn't change, but they held each other's hands tighter and tighter. She saw his eyes grow lighter, still full of kindness, but overcome with lust and longing. She felt her moans coming faster and louder. They were so loud, so urgent, so reckless, it almost scared her that they were emanating from her. And when the first hot deluges hit her, filled her, her brain simply stopped. This is where she wanted to be. Later, she could think, laugh, worry, and grow. She had so much in life left to explore, so much of herself yet to be discovered. But for the moment, she was joined in passion with a wonderful man. There was nothing else, and nothing else was needed.